If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's Box Combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
1978, Sweet Talkin' Woman by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne and his team. Wonderful song there. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sondra Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You're a dork. I am dork.
You sang that song.
I would say it's an incredible song. I don't need you influencing the judges, but it
too
was,
late. I already did.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. That's amazing. You know who would do that song really well? Just popped in my head while I was listening to it.
Who would?
You know who would do it really well as a remake?
Who?
Hall & Oates.
They're kind of old now.
In their prime, they would have nailed it. They would have nailed it.
I saw Hall & Oates in concert a couple years ago, and they were...
What?
I'm not going to say rough, but it was disappointing.
Okay.
They didn't try to go high at all, which I understand.
Ooh, they didn't. And try to go high.
Yeah, there's a couple songs where they go high. And they went an octave lower. I'm like, really? They didn't even try?
See, you're the master of
it. And that song's pretty high.
You can go high.
It's called falsetto. I'm not going to do it on the airway. But yeah, it's called falsetto. Now,
Daryl
Hall & Oates are getting older, so I get that. It's hard to go high as you get older. But
one of the beauties of rock and roll, and I'm going to express this, and I put myself out there for public humiliation every day on this show. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
One of the beauties of rock and roll are the in-between lines. The lines, I don't even know if it's on.
Slow down.
That, though, in this song, the one I really like is, oh, no, no.
We both did know.
He does it a couple times.
The in-between lines are really good.
Yeah, in-between lines, and any good rock and roll singer, is they got to have those. Just listen to them. Like, the Rolling Stones do it really well, obviously. But that line always gets, oh, no, no.
Saw you sing that. You loved it.
9.744. It's a timeless.
9.74?
Oh, God, Jake. That song, I've liked it since I was a boy. I mean, loved it. 1977.
78. Is there any chance Rudy's that high in that one?
Rudy's got good taste in music. He's proven that over this course of his existence here. He does. Rudy's got good taste in music. I'll guess it in Bill's absence. We missed Bill today.
Mm-hmm. He's fishing.
Occasionally, I need to blurt out some word like Bill does. I will. Not as much.
The bag. Bird.
Rudy gave this a 7.3.
8.1 says pretty groovy. Okay. The description on that one.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what Bill would have given that? He's not here to confirm
high.
This.
Not as high as me. 8.5.
He has to say 8.1 from him. 8.112.
Mm-hmm.
It's my guess for Bill.
He would like it.
It's the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's ELO.
He would like it.
ELO. I mean, come on.
Yeah. We might be a little conservative on his score.
Some ratings here before we get to Jake's takes for Bill's Thrills today. Bill and Bennett, 5.8. Guilt Nerd, 4.1. Meh on that one. John and Lincoln, 4, bubblegum music.
It kind of is, but good bubblegum.
Sean
music.
In Omaha, 7.2. Mike in Dalton, 8.5. Houston, 8.2. Husker Mike in Waterloo says that was my first ever concert, ELO.
Husker Mike's a friend.
9.5.
Thank you for that photo you gave me. It's prominent in my home.
One of AJ and you?
Yeah.
The wrestling one?
Yeah.
Not wrestling, boxing.
Wrestling. Oh, no, no.
I almost had it. Yeah. Almost had it.
Yeah.
Gavin Pender, 7.2. That's Bill's friend. Sandmaster and KC, 5. Pops in Minnesota, 7. Ron, 8.5. Doug in Idaho, 8.2. Have a great week, fellas. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Rubber Duck, 1. Jennifer, 8.2. Hubby, 6.3. Fantastic. Thanks, Jake.
Wait a second. What was that?
Jennifer.
8.2.
And Hubby, 6.3.
It's a little disparity there in the household.
Household is not...
Come on, quarterback.
Same page here.
Come on, quarterback.
Kiffin in Columbus, 10. Love, ELO.
Kiffin in Columbus.
Now, this is interesting. Scott says this. Scott in Delaware, Ohio says, always afraid to admit it, but I kind of like that song.
Why
are you afraid? What's wrong with that song?
Yeah.
Jeff Lynne and ELO are very popular.
I don't think it's like wimpy.
No.
I mean, it's not... It's not
like the major, you know,
it's not Iron
heavy
Maiden
guitar. It's not,
you know,
it's not Ozzy out there.
No,
it's not Black Sabbath, but it's its own thing. ELO.
You can't. By the way, you can't get to 28 songs.
No, you can get about 12 though. Don't Bring Me Down.
You want to do it?
Evil Woman.
Okay,
Sweet Talk.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, I'll give you. You got the list.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Well, I just said Don't Bring Me Down is the biggest one.
I know. I'm just going to name the ones you would know.
Yeah, Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr.
Yes.
Blue Sky. Yep. Don't Bring Me Down.
That's two. Yep.
Evil Woman.
3.
Telephone Line.
Yep. 4.
Living Thing.
5.
Midnight. No.
This one, Sweet Talking Woman. 6.
6. That might be.
There's more than that.
I don't know. I don't know if there
you think
is.
You stop at 6 with ELO?
around here, maybe.
Don't know that one.
No. I meant around.
I around here was the song. what does it mean around here?
In like the U.S.
Okay.
Right. In the U.S.
Yeah, I think like Nebraska. Oh, around Nebraska, only all these songs. But maybe in Maine, they know a couple more.
Can't Get It Out of My Head, 7. Can't Get It Out of My Head.
I don't think I have that one.
Because I can't get you out of my head.
Hey, maybe 7 then.
Yeah. So I'll get to 7.
Okay. Let's go. I'd see them in concert, though. I'd go see ELO. Still.
Hey, real quick, before we get to Bill's Thrills,
yeah,
Jake, think about what you did, what we did on that last segment with Frost. Think about it in the context of when he came in. I'm always interested in this world. Then you fast forward it to you saying, come and get this trash, this Frost
book. It was labeled as trash on the front porch. That's not just me.
And then Terrell Farley. Just think about it, though. Terrell Farley, the Husker great linebacker, has a lighter offering
to
burn the poster of Frost.
Listen, that was me following up on.
I know, I'm not criticizing.
It said sack of bleep on the front porch.
I know, I'm not criticizing you. Just think about it in the context of when he came here. How much excitement and hope there was. It's a life thing. It's a life lesson type deal. It's like, wow, you just never know. You never know in sports either, because it's not scripted.
No, script. A couple more from YouTube and move on. YouTube, Chris, 8.1. Heyman, Rick Heyman, 8.5.
Hello, Rick.
Albert, 9. Genghis, 9.01 says way better times. Than
the them. Corn. There it was.
Troy, 7.8. Yeah. Plainsman and Grant, 5.7. Casey, 4.8. Nebraska, Noel, 5.6. And Ryan, 5.5. Your song of the day was Sweet Talking Woman by ELO.
Beautiful.
From 1978. It's time for Jake's Takes in for Bill's Thrills today.
Okay.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contract. You need remodels, tip, one place to call. It's Randy and the crew at Dinert Contract. They do kitchen, bathrooms, whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. You want to get a hold of Randy, you call him at 402-417-5204. Now, he's in Canada with Bill right now.
Oh!
But he'll still take your phone call, or at least leave him, you know, text him.
The son.
Leave a message. Hayden.
Hayden.
Call Hayden as well. Dinert Contracting, 402-417-5204. Now, usually on Mondays, it's Football Facts Monday with the coach, Bill Bush. He's not here today, so today I'll give you some football facts myself.
Okay.
More like an opinion on excitement. Football Hype Monday.
I want opinion.
I was scrolling through Instagram last night.
My friends,
you know, I saw Mike Nobler, friend of mine, Dolphins video guy, you know, former Husker video guy.
Mike Nobler.
Saw him post, his wife posted something, but it was the last day before Mike goes back to work. I said, oh, is it that time? I checked the schedule.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Veterans report to training camp for the Dolphins tomorrow.
NFL.
Training camp is on. Next Monday, a week from today, training camp officially is underway in the NFL.
Mm.
And so I'm just getting, you know, this. I think about when I was in middle school and probably early high school. And I'm curious how people feel about this still. And I'm in my 30s now. I always wanted to make a trip to Miami for training camp.
Okay.
Now, I've been to several games there in the fall and, you know, in January as well. And for those who have been, I know a lot of people that make the trek to down to KC for Chiefs training camp. I've seen pictures. It looks like a great time. For those who have been to training camp, is there an age cutoff for when you can go?
No.
Like, if I'm 34 years old.
No. Can I answer that for him? I've never been, but no, you could go. You go till you're 70.
I always want to make a trip with my dad in July to Miami to go watch training camp. Never did it. That's my fault for never making that. You know, for
no offense, Jake. That's a silly question. Come on, you could go. Nobody's gonna.
But I see a lot of kids there. You know, a lot of kids watching the. You know, getting their pictures. But I'm not. I would not be getting pictures with anybody. I'm not there to go get pictures with the players or anything. But I want to like to watch training camp.
Right. That's 100% acceptable. 100%. It'd be fun. Now wait a second. Do you know where the Dolphins camp?
Yeah.
Where?
It's in their facility, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so they just camp.
Yeah, the practice
they
facility.
They don't go anywhere.
I don't think so. No.
I don't know that
they have a brand new, as of like 2 years ago, facility right by the stadium. Yeah. It is beautiful.
The Chiefs,
used to be in Davie, far from the stadium.
See that?
Not anymore.
I don't know this, but I think it's the case that a lot of NFL teams used to go elsewhere outside their headquarters, we'll call it.
Yes.
Like the Chiefs used to go to Wisconsin. You know,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What? I did not know that at all.
They used to go to Wisconsin for their camp.
That's news to me.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll get backing from Breakers on that. They don't now. I think teams are more apt to stay close. I saw that the Bengals, we'll talk about them in a little bit. The Bengals have it at their headquarters in downtown Cincinnati, which would be very cool if you were just downtown Cincinnati and glanced over at, I guess, the stadium. Hey, they're working out in there. It's the Bengals. Burrow's in there. You could probably see inside the stadium at some...
Well, also, think about the difference between the NFL and college. I'm talking about for years, and it's still happening. You can go watch practice.
Right.
Like, they don't, you can't do
all
that. You can't do that for, you know, they'll have the one in early August. You can watch the practice at nighttime. They have the 1890 event. That's one time. That's great. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a daily occurrence, though, for a while, where you can go down to Miami or any NFL place and watch your team practice.
And you know what? I would.
That's cool.
I would do it.
That's awesome.
I would do it. I wouldn't go every day, but I'd go a couple
times. I love
times.
The fact that they make it open. They want you to attend. They invite you to come watch training camp. Mm-hmm. That's a very cool concept.
It is.
That's why I love the NFL more than, you know, I love college football.
Oh, what were you just going to say?
People know, long-time listeners know I like the NFL more than college football.
Hello.
I cover Nebraska football. I do it because I like it. It's fun. But I, on Sundays, love sitting down for 6 hours and watching the NFL. Maybe 9 hours and just watching football.
Maybe 9 hours.
At the highest level.
Maybe 9 hours.
At the highest level.
That's a lot of hours.
You don't see a 30.5 point spread in NFL, do you?
No. No,
NFL's anybody
king.
Can win.
NFL's a king of pro sports right now. It's the king.
It's the king of all sports.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely the king. Definitely the king of... Oh, yeah, all sports.
The Chiefs, by the way, thank you, are in St. Joseph's. They're not in KC. They go to Missouri Western State University.
They go to
St. Joe. Thank you, Sandmaster, on that one.
By the way, more reason to go. It's very close. St. Joe? Get there in 2 hours.
It's closer for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to back your point, Ron says, the Chiefs went to River Falls, Wisconsin from 1991 to 2009.
River Falls. That's
this is for you, Sip, right here. Hang on. That's for you.
That's also for Ron. Was that Ron?
That's Ron.
Thank you, Ron. The reason I can remember it is because I was an avid newspaper reader, and the dateline was always River Falls for the Chiefs camp. And it was River Falls, Wisconsin. I was always like, wow, River Falls. So it just became a staple of the summer. Dateline, River Falls for Chief camp.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah.
Scott, Minnesota says the Vikings had their last training camp in Mankato a couple years ago. Now it's at their football campus in Minneapolis suburb. Mankato for the Vikings training camp was a great tradition for fans.
Right.
I think about the one main tradition I know is the Packers on their first day of training camp ride their bikes to practice.
Okay.
The players do.
Okay.
Which is cool.
That's a football fact.
That's kicking off football.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's football.
So you're
fact,
saying I, at 34 years old, I'm still clear to go make the trip down.
Oh, 100.
At some point in my life to training.
Camp. Oh, yes. 100. I mean, you could go. It's if I had more time, if I had a more balanced lifestyle, I'd go down and watch Chiefs camp. I'd just go down for a day. It'd be fun.
That would be cool.
It'd be fun to watch.
That'd be fun.
The world champs, not this year, but the former world champs. Yeah, it'd be fun to see Mahomes, who's rated as a best quarterback in the NFL, thereby the world, right?
Jacob says on YouTube, as long as you're not out there waiting for autographs, you're clear for takeoff.
Yeah, you okay. Don't need to do that.
I'm not getting autographs. I don't need that.
It would make sense for if you have a son who's a budding quarterback to take him to watch Mahomes and just watch him. I mean, really watch him. Watch how he prepares before practice. You know what I mean? Watch how he comes out. Watch him right out of the locker room. What's he doing?
They're not hiding. It's all on display.
Yeah, and what's he do? What's the best quarterback in the world do to get ready for practice? And then what's the best quarterback look like during the course of a practice? How does he comport himself? What does he do between snaps? How does he interact with his teammates? Are all his balls on target? Is there any balls on the ground? Probably not a lot. Probably hardly any. He's a freak. I think it would be informative for you or me or Bill, hell, to go watch in a training camp setting the best quarterback in the world. It makes sense, right? When you frame it up that way.
Yes.
I'm going to watch him.
That's just 2 hours from us, hours and 15 minutes
away.
And
if I was a young kid, I wouldn't even need my dad to take me. Well, I would. Somebody's got to take me. But I'd want to watch how he does it. Because you can say, and maybe he's not at this, I don't know, the NFL coaches and general managers and executives came out with that list last week or the week before judging the best quarterbacks, and he was still number one. I don't know if he still is, but you can say.
He's still in the conversation no matter what.
Yeah, and you can say for a period he was undeniably. Yeah, he was undeniably the number one. So it's still, and he's, how old is he, 29?
Yes.
Go watch
him. He's got three titles.
You're a quarterback. Might be a good idea to go watch that and see what that looks
so,
like.
So, Football Facts Monday. Excited for training camp getting going. Obviously, fall camp, the same for college starting up, but it's just made me happy to see that veterans report tomorrow with the Dolphins. Camp begins next Monday.
Oh, they report, and then the camp doesn't begin until next
Apparently
Monday?
Apparently so. At least the ones that are visible to the public.
Nebraska, as far as I know, reports the 27th, then begins practice the 28th. So that's the football fact there.
And that is Jake's Takes in for Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Hour two is next. Can Memorial Stadium still be a tough place to play for opponents? That's next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.